Hello and welcome. I'm Father Tom Roy, the vicar of the Daily Office Network. I'm an ordained priest in the Episcopal Church in the Diocese of Minnesota. However, I'm on vacation in Georgia, in the mountains at this point, up by Blue Ridge, Georgia. And it is time for evening prayer. Today is the 20th of June, 2024. It's an ordinary Thursday in Proper Six. Thank you for coming to pray. Let us begin. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. Jesus, a deaf missions film, which carries the tagline "For Deaf, by Deaf," stars Gideon Furl as the Messiah, who, like all of the primary cast, signs his way through the role. Deaf Missions is an international Christian ministry that serves people in more than 100 countries with the goal of creating high-quality videos and visual tools in sign language. Jocelyn, who joined in 2006, began with shorter projects before producing the 2018 film, The Book of Job, an earlier all-ASL, American Sign Language movie, with an all-deaf cast and production team that was released on video and streaming. After the Job project, Jocelyn returned to his dreams of telling the gospel story in an ASL feature. That dream was shared by the producer, Michael Davis, who joined in 2022. Together, the duo pitched the idea of Deaf Mission CEO Chad Integer, estimating that the project would require $4.8 million to fund. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth tremble before the Holy One. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Our hymn is Light of the World. Light of the world in grace and beauty. Mirror of God's eternal face, transparent flame of love's free duty, you bring salvation to our race. Now, as we see the lights of evening, we raise our voice in hymns of praise. Worthy are you of endless blessing, Son of our night, lamp of our days. Our psalms are number 85 and number 86. Psalm 85. You have been gracious to your land, O Lord. You have restored the good fortune of Jacob. You have forgiven the iniquity of your people and blotted out all their sins. You have withdrawn all your fury and turned yourself from wrathful indignation. Restore us then, O God, our Savior. Let your anger depart from us. Will you be displeased with us forever? Will you prolong your anger from age to age? Will you not give us life again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will listen, O Lord God, to what you are saying, for you are speaking peace to your faithful people and to those who turn their hearts to you. Truly, your salvation is very near to those who fear you, that your glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth have met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring up from the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. O Lord, you will indeed grant prosperity, and our land will yield its increase. Righteous shall go before you, and peace shall be a pathway for your feet. Psalm 86. Bow down your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and in misery. Keep watch over my life, for I am faithful. Save your servant, for I put my trust in you. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for you are my God. I call upon you all the day long. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, and great is your love toward all who call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the time of trouble, I will call upon you, for you will answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, O Lord, nor anything like your words. All nations you have made will come and worship you, O Lord, and glorify your name. For you are great, you do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Knit my heart to you that I may fear your name. I will thank you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and glorify your name forevermore. For great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the nethermost pit. The arrogant rise up against me, O God, and a violent mob seeks my life. They have not set you before their eyes. But you, O Lord, are gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and full of kindness and truth. Turn to me and have mercy upon me. Give your strength to your servant and save the child of your handmaid. Show me a sign of your favor so that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, O Lord, have helped me and comforted me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Here we see a great millstone. Okay, it's not that big, but imagine one that is a giant one. This is just a small one in Israel. Our reading is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18, verses 10 through 20. Jesus said, "Take care that you that do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you, in heaven their angels continually see the face of my Father in heaven. What do you think? If a shepherd has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountain and go in search of the one that went astray? And if he finds it, I tell you, truly, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of your Father in heaven that one of these little ones should be lost. If another member of your church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you've regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly, I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am among them." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our canticle this evening is the Canticle of Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in you, O God, my Savior, for you have looked with favor on your lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. You, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name. You have mercy on those who fear you from generation to generation. You've shown strength with your arm and scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. You filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. You've come to the help of your servant Israel, for you have remembered your promise of mercy, the promise you made to our forebears, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now the prayers begin with our Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with righteousness. Let your people sing with joy. Give peace, O Lord, in all the world, for only in you can we live in safety. Lord, keep our nations under your care and guide us in the way of justice and truth. Let your way be known upon earth, your saving health among all nations. Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and sustain us with your Holy Spirit. I'm going to go back to the picture because it's actually out of place. It goes after the supplications or versicles and responses. So I am the guy on the left as you're looking at the photograph. The guy on the right is Father Fabio Sotelo. So on the left is the vicar, Father Tom, who's on a working vacation and visiting family in Lawrenceville, Georgia in this picture. And that is me with Father Fabio Sotelo, the presider from Sunday service at St. Edward's Episcopal Church in Lawrenceville, Georgia. A true servant of Christ. Now the collect of the day for Proper Six, a collect for the presence of Christ. Keep, O Lord, your household, the church, in your steadfast faith and love, that through your grace we may proclaim your truth with boldness and minister with justice and compassion. For the sake of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord Jesus, stay with us, for evening is at hand and the day is past. Be our companion in the way. Kindle our hearts and awaken hope, that we may know you as you are revealed in Scripture in the breaking of bread. Grant this for the sake of your love. Amen. In the Anglican cycle of prayer today, we pray for the Diocese of Garissa, the Anglican Church of Kenya. We also pray for our Thursday evening prayer list is for sobriety and recovery, also for family harmony and mental health. For sobriety and recovery, we pray for Angie, an anonymous friend, Emily, Adrian O, the men of Reconciliation House, John, Stacy, Ian, Talmadge, Martin, Perry, Blake, Beth, and Phoebe. O blessed Lord, you ministered to all who came to you. Look with compassion on all who through addiction have lost their health and their freedom. Restore to them the assurance of your unfailing mercy. Remove from them the fears that beset them. Strengthen them in the work of their recovery. And to those who care for them, give patient understanding and persevering love. Amen. And for mental health and family harmony, we're praying for PH, Haley Grace, Roxy, Samantha, Scotty, Adam, Lyle, and Beth. O Heavenly Father, look with love on all your children who are living with mental illness. Bless them with kindness and patience. Give them true friends who understand them, and knowledgeable therapists with competence and compassion. Soothe their worries, lift their spirits, help them to trust others, quiet their negative thinking, help them to care for themselves, and give them peace through the infinite mercy of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And now is our prayer time. What's on your hearts today? What have you brought to the Lord? Heavenly Father, I pray for those today who are ill, injured, recovering, I bring to mind, in my mind, our president, Pastor Stephen, who had a knee replacement this week. He says he's doing fine and he starts physical therapy tomorrow. So prayers for Stephen. I'm also praying for our founding vicar, Josh Thomas, who is in assisted or skilled nursing facility and in recovery. And I understand that from Amy, who visited him last Friday, that they got him up and he was able to walk a bit. Heavenly Father, restore your servant to full health. I'm also praying for two personal friends, for David and for Tano, and for their healing from Tano from heart surgery and David from a stroke. Amen. On Thursdays, we not only say the mission for the church, but we also say our general thanksgiving. Almighty God, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to reconcile the world to yourself. We praise and bless you for those you've sent in the power of the Spirit to preach the gospel to all nations. We thank you that in all parts of the earth, a community of love has been gathered together by their prayers and labors, and that in every place your servants call upon your name, for the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you've made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all, for the immeasurable love and the redemption of the world by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up of ourselves to your service and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all of our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen. Our video this evening is called Jesus, a Deaf Mission Film Trailer. So where I started at the top of the hour with the news story about Jesus, the official movie, this is the trailer that goes with that. A very powerful film in a genre that those of us who can see and hear make it a little different. For deaf, by deaf, I do plan to see it. I think it will be a different experience. And that is evening prayer for Thursday, the 20th of June, 2024. Thank you for coming to pray. Let the Lord take away any sadness or anger, anxiety, pain, or loneliness this night. Take care of your body and your heart and savor your joy and those around you. Good night.